Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Scary movies, that is. I think that's what it says. Yeah. This is Doug Loves Scary Movies. It's Halloween, and we're coming to you from the Punchline in Sacramento. Always great to be back here in the state's capital. One gentleman in the audience agrees with me. Sure, why not? Yeah, it is great to be here because it's Thursday, October 31st, 2019. How about Arden? I always have to give the name How About Arden a shout because that is the funniest mall name that I've ever come across. And I'm ready to be frightened by your name tags. What kind of name tags we got going on here tonight? Oh, shit. They are scary. Oh, my God. There's a giant Silence of the Lambs. What's it say on it? Silence of the Tory. Lori. Excuse me, Lori. That's terrible to call you Tory. And I've got, it's a Silence of the Lambs poster. And instead of Jodie Foster, it's me with a bug on my mouth. Very, very terrifying. Also terrifying that I would co-star in Dodgeball, but it would be called Rodgeball. Good job, Raj. What's with the pizza, Melissa?
Melistic pizza.
And it's like, you look like you got some sort of pizza accident, became a mutant pizza person, because you're covered in pizza, but then also it looks like your hand has just exploded into one giant slice. The pizza's going to take over your face. Look out. And what's your friend dressed up as? Are you an Ewok?
I'm supposed to be Chewbacca.
Chewbacca?
Too fucking hot.
It is too hot to be Chewbacca, so you just look like you have crazy hairy legs. She's relinquished the top of her Chewbacca outfit, so now she's just Baca. And what? Wait, what's your name though? Is it fit into Chewbacca somehow? It's not like Becca or anything. Chewbacca would be a good one. Plan ahead for next year. Any Beccas out there? What do we have over here? Danielle. Instead of Dan, Anna, oh, Danabelle instead of Annabelle. Okay, I get it. And then Frankenstein.
Frank
what? Frank Katestein. Oh, my God. I wish these glasses were a prescription. Then I would really, this would work out a lot better. But if I wore my prescription distance glasses, then I wouldn't be able to read off a piece of paper with them on. And if I wear my reading glasses, I can't see things far away. It's the most, I have the most fucked up eyes. And people are like, try bifocals. And I'm like, try fucking off. I'm not Benjamin Franklin. I don't really want, I don't need to look at things that are up close and far at the same time. Heidi the 13th. I got it. First try. Army of Markness. See, I'm not so bad at reading. Definitely maybe. So you really decided to put yourself out there and pick the scariest movie of them all. Definitely maybe. What's your costume, dude? It's, what's that? Oh, the two of you are together? And, oh, Juno, I get it. Because somebody yelled out Juno. I might not have gotten there. But, yeah, okay. And you're not actually pregnant?
No, thank God.
No, thank, thank God, says Michael Cera. Just like he did in the movie. Wait, they had the baby in the movie, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a movie that needs a sequel to show how badly everything went for them. It does not work out. And what's going on with the pandas over there? I like a good panda looking around like, who, me? That is that panda head like comfortable to wear? Like, are you able to sit and watch a whole show with that on? He's going to give it a shot. Are you like a furry in real life? This is just a special occasion. How did you get a hold of a panda costume with such an elaborate, like, you look like a mascot or something, that big head? How'd you get a hold of that?
Amazon?
That is a good costume. Do you mind me asking how much you paid for it?
$350.
Holy cow. If you don't buy a fucking poster or a pin from me tonight, after laying out that kind of cash for a panda head, I wouldn't even pay that much to get panda head. Even though they are adorable. But do you have a name, Panda Man? Okay, that's what we're calling you, Panda Man. I loved you in that movie Pandemonium. Oh, look at that. The head falls back like to... Everybody look at the panda. Do it again. That's when he's laughing really hard. His head falls way back. All right, great job on the name tags and the panda costume and the pizza costume and the Junos. The couple from Juno. They're not a couple at the end, though, right? She just has this baby, and they're like friends. You think they're going to fall in love? They play that song, yeah. Okay. Doug plugs. The long Halloween season continues with one more Doug Loves Scary Movies at Cobb's in San Francisco this Saturday, November 2nd at 4:20. And then we're back to regular DLMs this month in Salt Lake City, San Jose, Miami, and Los Angeles. Returning to the UCB Franklin on Tuesday, November 12th. Go to UCBtheater.com for tickets. See how I thwarted you with a different thing to plug? Oh, also, I'm doing two stand-up shows here tomorrow night at the Sack Punch at 7:30 and 9:45. Is anybody coming? Gross. Did you get that, Chewbacca? Yeah, she didn't care. Chewbacca didn't like that. Chewbacca's over there. From the corrections department, it's true, Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler have not liked each other for years. What? Yeah, I mentioned it on the podcast, and people were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, okay, I take it back. Ever since Henry was fired from directing Turner and Hooch at Tom's request. Ooh. Yeah. They've been not friends ever since. So at least they each have one person who despises one of the most beloved men in show business. I love them both. I wouldn't know, who would you pick if you had to pick between the two? Henry Winkler's killing it on Barry, and Tom is going to play the nicest man that ever existed, fucking Mr. Rogers. And that's what he went by off camera, fucking Mr. Rogers. I brought a prize bag, you guys. It's got stuff in it. Starting with, you'll have your very own for free Doug Loves Scary Movies poster featuring all three of the Scary Movies locations that we did these shows this year. And they're exclusive. We only made like 100 of them. So if you want to purchase one after the show, they'll be available. Also available after the show will be the pins you've probably heard about from listening. Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com. And from my friends at Magical Butter, a glove you can put on your hand so that when you're fucking around with making butter, weed butter, you don't burn yourself. That's pretty smart, right? And it's stylish. It's a nice green, it's pretty green color. And then Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And, I was just in Denver and got one of these little owls that you tension squeezy thingy. And it's from a place called Wise Choice Tattoo Removal. So if you're in the Denver area and you need a tattoo removed, and they'll give you one of these there if you do it, and you squeeze it while you're getting your tattoo removed, because it's more painful than when it's being put on, I'm told. Yeah, a lady that runs the Wise Choice Tattoo is also a waitress at the Comedy Works in downtown Denver. And that's why you're going to get a copy of Colorado Traveler. Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it's called. All of that, plus stuff brought by three really great guests. These guys, you've seen them over the years. You've probably seen all three of these dudes here at the Punchline with me, and we've got them all together tonight. Please give a big welcome to Carlos Rodriguez, Gayo Bilum, and Jeff Tate. Oh my God! The
are they saying taint?
The chanting, yes, they're yelling taint over and
taint,
over again.
Taint,
because that's such a fun word to say.
Taint,
taint, yes. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say hello to them individually and find out about these crazy costumes. I can't believe all three of them wore costumes. Starting with the man to my left, it's Carlos Rodriguez. Bye, bye, bye.
Hey.
Yeah, he doesn't even wait anymore. He just does it right away.
Liquor shot.
Yeah. I didn't come as anything. And then Omar was like the assistant manager was like, "Hey, you want to wear my pagan costume?" And I was like, "Fuck it, let's run it." So I threw it on because it's like, you know, when you wait last minute and you got to pick whatever's at pick and save, and you're like, "Fuck it, okay, I'm a Power Ranger, pink, fuck it."
Are you attracted to that panda over there?
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, you guys are both cold animals.
Panda, 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 panda. Remember that song?
What?
That song, Panda, 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 Panda?
No.
You never heard that song?
Like you could say it as much as you want. Were there other lyrics in the song?
That's all the lyrics. He was like, panda, panda, panda.
Yeah, oh. Was that Future?
Was that some local Sacramento
designer
bullshit?
It was Designer.
Okay.
Designer with two eyes.
All right. This is already a very informal show. You're all speaking to us. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, no shouting out. See, there you go. He just continued talking after I'm complaining about people talking.
This is ground zero for what? The Amy Adams thing.
Right? Oh, yeah. Bring that up. Also joining us tonight, it's Ngayu Bilum, everybody.
Smoke weed, everybody. Smoke weed, get laid. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. This has been a super fun Halloween. I ate a traditional Halloween meal over at Outback.
Scary shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly.
Did your blooming onion try to suck your face? Did it just like jump off the plate like Alien?
Okay. No.
I thought that was funny.
No. It was. It was really, it was on theme and everything. It was
I thought so.
It was a movie. It was a scary movie. But speaking of being on theme, what's your costume represent?
Sexy Sun Ra.
Okay.
I mean, Sun Ra, maybe.
Sorry, slutty. Slutty Sun Ra. Is that better?
No, it's too long of a skirt for that.
Fair enough. You don't know Sun Ra.
That's like that's the slutty version. Like yeah,
he would need a long skirt.
The less slutty one goes.
She's 14 feet tall.
and that everybody is Jeff Tate. There it is.
Boy, that I mean that's fun.
You're never gonna get tired of that, are you, Jeff?
How could you? It's so cool.
Like at your stand-up shows, people do that.
People do it all the time,
just
yeah.
Start chanting Tate. Oh, when they drive by you on the street, too?
Sometimes, if they know about it.
I'd hope so. I hope people that don't know about it aren't yelling at you.
No, but like it's happened at the airport. And then at stand-up shows.
I'm just going to
Those are the only places I ever am.
I'm going to start flash mobbing you in the street, just finding friends. Jeff's coming out the In-N-Out Burger. Everybody, Tate.
I mean, it's so cool to have the... Look, there's like three guys that are dressed like me for Halloween. There's one guy right there. He's clearly me. There's me from 6 years ago when it wasn't gray. I like that. Good look. Very specific, right? Oh... There's like six Jeff Tates in the audience already. Oh, it's dope. It's fun.
We're the real Jeff Tate. Please stand up.
It's going to be that fucking panda. I do want to point out some of the other costumes now that you're mentioning it, Jeff. We have a park ranger. Is that what you are?
Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. David Harbour. All right. And then is there a costume sitting next to you?
No.
Okay. She wears vintage clothes every day.
She's wearing
so one day a year, people are like, "Nice costume." The rest of the time, they're like, "Oh, you're special."
It's a dirndl. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it's a
dirndl. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Neat.
For the people listening at home,
is that true of the lady with the something shooting out of her head?
She's a flapper. Yeah.
A flapper. Yeah.
You're a flapper.
I'm a flame princess.
You're a what?
A
flame.
Oh, Flame Princess from Adventure Time. There you go.
Okay. So that's the thing. Some of these things I don't get. For the longest time, like sad to admit, I wasn't a Rick and Morty viewer. And for the longest time, every time I saw somebody dressed up as Rick, I just thought they were Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
What's this guy right here?
What's that? Oh, we already talked to them during that part where you were probably standing in the back talking to each other. But yeah, so we don't need to go into that again. All right, so what'd you guys bring for the prize bag? We'll start with Carlos. What do you have for us?
Let me see. It's a fanny pack. Boom. And I was at the Big Pine Festival, and they gave us like a swag bag of shit, and this was inside of it. And so, but I also stuffed it with free drink coupons for Southwest Airlines.
Hey, can I see those?
What would you call this? It's useful though, right?
That's great. Yeah, you can plug in six things as long as they're not Apple products.
Yeah.
You know how the fucking square on the socket, at Apple products, they take up more space than one of those things?
Yeah, like an asshole Parker.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what the Apple Corporation is, one asshole Parker.
I bought Modern Warfare today, and they gave me this limited edition dog tag, so you can game and wear that.
The Modern Warfare Army.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of other cool little shit in here. Like there's like vitamin C, fucking, and then glasses, and gum and all kind
of
crazy.
What's gonna be in there. Maybe $1,000.
Yeah, some knickknacks.
Just a bunch of random things.
Just a little knickknack, some shavers.
Yeah, it's a fanny pack full of shit.
Yeah,
PCP.
Perfect. Put that in there, though.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, I'd hang on to that if I were you, because you might want to plug in many things at once. But that's cool. Thank you for bringing all of that. And yeah. Also, just a heads up on these drink tickets. They expire October 31st.
2020.
Okay. 2020. So you officially have a full year.
I was like, they just mailed those.
Drink it up on these flights.
Yeah, I just got those yesterday.
That's why I checked, though, because whenever I get around to pulling out one of those coupons, they've always expired. Because I always forget I have them.
Drink faster, Doug.
This exactly. Costume's hot as fuck, man.
It is. You're very sexy.
Get out of it? Are you shirtless underneath?
Yeah, I'm naked underneath. Oh. But we could do that, though.
No,
good.
We don't. We've had Bert Kreischer on enough.
He's like, fuck, man.
I love that the first thing you see when you walk into the very newly designed entry area here at the Punchline, they've got you see Bert shirtless almost immediately. But then they've got a really cool little bar called the Callback Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Where it looks like they're also set up to do shows. And that's also where we'll do a meet and greet after the show tonight. If you want to buy stuff or take pictures with me, I'll be hanging out in there. Gaio, what did you have?
I brought a joint.
Yeah.
From the Gaio 420 line of fine cannabis pre-rolls. This is a Tahoe Nebula grown in Mendocino County by beautiful hippies. Lovingly harvested and carefully cured. Has notes of skunk with a hint of pepper.
Go ahead and put that in the bag.
You smoked like two of them last week. Getting Dug
yeah.
High.
It's good stuff, yeah. So
you can
thank
find
you.
It at your favorite Northern California cannabis dispensaries.
Yes, and Ngaio will be available to smoke whatever you brought immediately after the show.
Yes, I will.
As will Jeff Tate, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I won't smoke whatever you hand me. This is a little too inland for me to just take what I'm being handed.
What, you don't eat sushi in Denver?
It's not the same thing.
Okay.
What does being inland have to do with anything?
I mean, they do a lot of meth around here.
So you won't just smoke anything?
What, you're saying that nobody does meth at the beach?
Isn't that an emo band?
It's
meth
too.
At the beach?
It's too idyllic.
I have one of their albums.
It's too idyllic to do meth.
You know what?
So you gotta take it inland.
I guess that is what I'm saying.
What'd you bring?
That's not what I intended to say, but I'll stand by it. Nobody does meth at the beach.
Mething at the beach.
I brought the scariest movie
Tweaking
I've ever
at the
heard
beach.
Of.
And Jeff, great Smurf costume from the forehead up.
Thank you. Right, I'm playing a Smurf who's trying to assimilate into like human society and get the dirt on all you dumb humans. Humies, we call you down there. Look at these dumb humies.
Look at these Smurfin' humies.
These Smurfin' humies. Yeah, you're right. It was better.
Just trying to help.
I brought a movie. It's very scary. It's called Scooby-Doo and the Curse of the 13th Ghost. Look how scary that is. That's three times scary. Curse? That's already scary. Ghost? Uh-oh. 13? Shit. So scary.
Triskaidekaphobia.
I can't even look at the cover. I'm afraid I'll have nightmares. Good luck with that, you dumb humies.
Velma, Daphne.
All right. Good contribution there, Jeff.
Well, it's Halloween. I tried to... I didn't have any of my own. I don't have my own weed yet. I do have one of Ngaio's joints, but I'm keeping that.
Yeah, so there you go.
You know what I said to myself when I saw that you brought this?
What?
Ruh-roh.
I didn't guess that.
That's quite enough of your hijinkies.
I am dumb. Yeah, you don't even have to be able to do a Scooby impression to say that one word. Ruh-roh.
The skeletons are here late.
Oh, wow. What an interesting
well,
entrance.
In fairness, their watch kept falling off. Watch.
They didn't have the guts to get out of the car.
Hey, guys, where's David S. Pumpkins?
I just brought that up on my
guy. You're
right?
Missing a guy.
I'm sure you hear that all the time walking around. It's two skeletons. And so it's a gentleman and a lady. Are you a man and wife? Skeletons?
Could be.
To be.
To be. Oh, engaged?
Yeah.
One of them really long engagements? Like you're, you know, you both are almost dead.
They're just boning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is bizarre when some people just come right in with the groans before they stop and think about how brilliant that was. All right, well, thank you for making an entrance. And just at the front door, if anybody tries to come in that's not wearing a costume, don't let anybody else in. But if they're wearing a costume, then that'll be a fun entrance, and I would enjoy that.
Does also, nudity count as a costume?
No matter what they're wearing, let them in. I can't believe I was suggesting not let people in. Where were we? We're in Sacramento, and it's Doug Loves Scary Movies, so the question changes a little bit at this point. Instead of asking the last movie you saw, I ask for you to recommend a horror movie. You know, tell us about one that you think is really good. It could be something that you've seen recently.
Forrest Gump. No.
Carlos?
A really good scary flick. We're in Vegas, and I just said The Collector. That's the only thing I can think of, The Collector. But I'll go...
Wait, so yeah, now let's recap. I asked you this question a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And
I was like...
And since then, no other... You can't think of any other...
No, man, because...
Good, like, horror movies.
I'm not big horror guy. But I guess, okay, I like Freddy Krueger. So anything Freddy Krueger, watch that.
That's Freddy Krueger. Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge?
Sure, if you want to get kinky.
I don't know if kinky is the right word it has a lot of gay stuff in it, but yeah. And you know, the one the gym coach gets tied up to the showers or whatever. It's an interesting movie and a strange, like, departure from the first Nightmare, because they immediately changed the rules. Mm-hmm. Freddy doesn't just show up in dreams. It's the only one in the series where Freddy shows up outside of people's dreams.
Oh yeah, and that party, huh?
Yeah, he just shows up at a party and fucks everybody up. Yeah. Like, and everyone's like, hey, aren't you only supposed to be doing one at a time inside our stupid sleeping brains?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I just threw that one out there because it's considered to be one of the worst Nightmare on Elm Street movies, even though it does have some pretty cool stuff in it, and it also is the star of that movie is the subject of a documentary I saw that was really good.
What's it called?
Called Scream, Queen, My Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh. And it's about how this gay actor, you know, came off very gay in this movie, even though he wasn't supposed to be, mm-hmm. and it sort of ruined his whole career.
That's crazy. And you know what? The one that sucks, though, is A New Nightmare. I didn't like that one.
The very newest? Like the one where they changed actors?
Yeah.
Like Freddy Krueger is...
No. It's like Wes Craven is in the movie.
And what?
Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
And it's See, they made so many different variations on that series.
But that other one sucked, though, too. You're right. With the new guy.
So anyone except those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with Robert Englund. Any of those are good.
Yeah, yeah. Robert Englund, they decided to replace him. Like, what's the point of that? Like, he was the best
doing
thing
the
all
Freddy.
The way through. What, guy?
I was singing Doing the Freddy. It was
Was that really a thing?
Yeah. It was a
how
song.
Does it, how does the dance go? Can you do it?
I do not know how to do the Freddy.
Yeah, I can teach you. Oh, Jeff's got it. Jeff's got it. He knows how to do it. So guy, you sing
never,
it, and Jeff
I've
will do the dance.
I've never seen any of the movies.
That's all right.
You
go.
Sing it, and he'll do the dance.
Doing the Freddy. I don't really remember how it goes. But I can teach you how to Dougie.
Well, that's easy. I just have to have dirt on my shoulders.
Nice.
I was just pretending to be a mean Logan.
What horror movie would you recommend, Ngayo?
Ooh, I like Cabin in the Woods. I liked The Witch.
Yeah.
And I liked Hereditary, but not as a scary movie, but more as a study of grief.
Oh, cool.
Well, I thought everybody did a really good job with their grief in that movie.
Interesting. I got it. Now I got to watch it again.
Yeah, with a keen and critical eye.
Yeesh, yeah. I mean, it's... I think the guy that made that in Midsommar, he's even been on this podcast. I think he's extremely talented.
Midsommar was odd.
Making very uncomfortable making me very uncomfortable.
Just you.
At the movies.
He's like, this is really going to freak Doug out.
Yeah, it really, I think he just set out to bug me, and everybody else loves it. Jeff?
There's one called Found Footage 3D. That's a real fun take on found footage horror movies. It's exciting.
And it's in 3D.
And it's in 3D. They're not lying. I mean, you got to have a 3D TV, I guess.
Yeah, could you recommend something that people can access and watch?
No, I mean, you got
to
have a 3D.
You can
watch it in 2D.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's called Found Footage 3D, so it feels dumber.
But you could tell where the 3D parts would be when, like, somebody's decapitated head comes from.
No, that's the best part about
Generally, a well-done 3D movie, if you don't have the glasses on, will look like blurry shit through the entire movie. So I don't understand. Is this a 3D movie or not a 3D movie?
Where were you on the 9th?
Well, I saw it in the theater, and it was 3D in the theater.
Yeah.
And then I saw it on my TV, and it was 2D on my TV. So there's like.
How'd you watch it on your TV?
Carefully. Sorry.
I just got it on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious. Like it's.
Yeah, there's like a version. It's not like a fucked up version.
It's not like the
50s. It's just different. And that movie Willow Creek that Bobcat made about Bigfoot was is pretty scary.
Is it in 3D?
No. No, it's not even in stereo. It's in mono.
It's in hi-fi. Right. Thank you, all the old people. Still have a hi-fi. Don't even have even a component system. You just have a.
Now, since I know Jeff loves the last movie you saw question, I'm going to go ahead and deviate from the scary movie thing and just ask Jeff. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, God damn it. Parasite.
Oh.
Zombieland Double Tap. I lied. I tried to sound smart. It was Zombieland Double Tap.
Both movies have a bit of reading in them.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They both have words on the screen a lot. And
how was Parasite, though?
But Parasite is... one of those movies that, you know, everybody's raving about it, and it's inching across the country and opening in more and more screens, and like almost a perfect rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And like, I like telling people that they should see it, but I don't like discussing anything else about it because it's just such a interesting movie to go into cold. I don't even, like, when I see the TV commercials, I'm like, oh, they're showing too much. Oh, same with Jojo Rabbit. If you haven't seen that yet, don't watch the ads. The ads just show, like, moments from, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie, practically. Yeah, it's a bummer. But anyway, so you like Parasite, Jeff?
Yeah, very much. I love a movie that's got a point I can get. Right where I get it the first time through? Oh, fucking good movie.
Yeah, I believe the direct quote, the first thing you said to me about it was, it's metaphorical.
Yeah, and I got it.
Yeah, and he understood the metaphor, so that's...
First time through.
That's pretty impressive.
We're so proud of you.
I'm not looking for you to be proud of me. I'm looking for people to make movies that are a little easier to get.
That's very American. That's very American of you, by the way. I don't want to improve myself. Just make it easier for me.
When I saw it, there was a Q&A with the director afterwards, and someone, of course, raised their hand and said, well, you know, what does the title mean? Like, what is, you know, explain it. And I was just like, what? You can't get that?
There's a scene in the Eagles documentary where Randy Meisner, where they ask the guy in the Eagles to explain what the song Take It to the Limit means. And he just dead serious is like, you know, you just really give it your all. And then one more time means, you know, you just do it again. So you just take it to the limit one more time. Right? That's how I feel about that Parasite quote. What do you mean by, what's take it to the limit mean? Anyway, that movie's also very scary. It's only got Eagle songs in it, so it kind of sucks.
Terrifying.
What has these? Oh, that.
The Eagles documentary.
Okay, so that's what you'd recommend as a scary movie, is Eagles documentary.
If you just want to have trouble sleeping.
Is it terrifying to have Eagles
songs?
I've
always thought the Hotel California sounds like a scary place. They do not do a good job of hyping that hotel.
No.
They stab it with their steely knives.
And you can never leave. Those are both terrible things in a hotel.
They just can't kill the beast.
Yeah.
Her mind is Tiffany twisted. Sorry.
Glenn Frey is there. Oh, man. It sounds brutal. Don Henley is going through your recyclables.
He's forcing you to dance.
Oh, she wants to do digging through your hamper.
This guy might need a medic. He's laughing so hard. He's really enjoying it.
Best Halloween ever.
Henley in the hamper.
He doesn't get out much because he's usually just at home with his cat. I didn't get a chance to ask you about your ears. Are you a specific cat?
No, just a very sparkly one.
Just a sparkly cat. I like it.
Yeah. Metal detector is going off. Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't get through the metal detector. Well, good. That's good to know that it works. I thought it was one of those fake ones that they just put up to discourage
people
with guns.
Just a placebo.
You gotta set it for weapons, not weapons and whimsy. Turn it down a little bit or up. I don't really know how they work.
Just take it to the limit.
One more time.
All right, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Bring your name tags out of the shadows. We've got lots of name tags tonight. Sacramento never disappoints in the name tag game. And, ooh, there's even a Nightmare on Elm Street one, right? Is that what that is? That's funny. That's coincidence. All right, so go ahead and pick your name tags because they're already yelling shit out, so I'm not allowed to talk anymore. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They are made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DLM to try it free. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Good job, everybody. It was a tough one. It's hard to pick. I know Jeff doesn't like to pick the name tags, but he went for it today. Tell us about your name tag, Jeff.
I'm playing for Mark, and it's Army of Markness. He made an Army of Darkness poster with, and his name is Mark. and I'm on it, and I don't know that I can't tell who's is that you?
That's me.
That's him. That's Mark. That's what people should do. I don't know why I'm always the stars of these movies, but
people. I hear a lot of speculation.
I appreciate it. I appreciate being cast. And then, but talk about. So you picked it for that reason, not for all the stuff dangling off of it.
No, I really did pick it for that reason. Like I got an army. I got a Army of Darkness tattoo.
It's got
like,
the full size candy bars.
I love
the
king size.
It's like trick or treating at rich people's houses. Mm.
But I got a. I really do fucking love Army of Darkness and the Evil Dead and Ash.
And an Amazon.
All right, well, I'll take all that candy then.
That
I mean, I'm
like, not all of it. Like, let's
no,
talk
I'll take
about
all
this
of
Reese's
it.
Cup
I'll take
that name tag is 25,000 calories.
The name tag will make
it really,
yeah, it really is. It really is a lot of calories. Yeah. Oh, Flaming Hot Cheetos. Can I have those at least, Jeff?
Sure. Look at the Charleston Chew.
Do you like
Charleston
Flaming?
Chew, Abazab, Mamba?
Do you like Flaming Hot Cheetos, Jeff? No, perfect.
Reese's I like old school poofy Cheetos. The regular.
The puff one? The puff ones?
The puff Cheetos. Those are the best ones.
That's not American.
They have
no,
flaming.
You're not. I'll fight you right here.
I like the regular
one. They have a flaming version of the puffy ones, too. And this is the crunchy version. I don't like those.
He threw them back on the ground.
He gave them back.
If I can't have them, nobody can have them.
Yeah, well, no, somebody can have them. Give them to a pizza girl.
It's funny because they're not a chip, but they're in the chip aisle.
Right? They are what?
They're not a chip. It's dough.
Well, it's still a chippy snack.
Man, you are barking up the wrong tree. I've been telling Doug that for years.
Yeah, right.
Why are Cheetos
You'll
in the chip aisle?
Me around
well, where would
this?
You put them?
We're gonna have to take this to a different authority figure.
Yeah. Where are you gonna put them? There's no puffed corn aisle. Extracted corn and grease aisle.
What do you have there, Ngayo?
I have in my hand here, it's the Sorensen in the Woods, so it's like the Cabin in the Woods. And it's got me and Jeff and Doug and...
Dan Van Kirk.
Dan Van Kirk and
Amy Miller.
Amy Miller on there.
That's a really nice one.
It's a really nice one. I'm actually going to hang this in my office.
I don't think you get to keep it. They probably want it back.
No, I get. I'm fucking keeping it. I'm keeping it. Look, and I get to be the plucky stoner who was right the whole time, which is my favorite part about Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
I mean, if you look at this, there's four of us. Are that
four of us are
there's
the plucky, stoner
plucky stoners
who were right the whole time? It's kind of true. We'll have to
hopefully. Sorry, Dan.
The plucky stoner.
All right, what do you have here, Carlos?
I have since no one ever puts me on a poster.
Let him know.
I took the one from Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's a Nightmare on Emmy Street. Yeah, and I don't know how to take this tagline, but it says if Emmy doesn't wake up screaming, she won't wake up at all. It's kind of sexy.
I mean, that was pretty much the tagline for the first one.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. But it was, you know, the name of the character in the movie, not Emily.
What was the name of the
Her name was...
Johnny Depp.
Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah, my first guess was going to be stupid. But she's actually pretty, as horror movie characters go, she's actually pretty smart. Anyway, I mean, she doesn't do as many dumb things as some of the other ones do. Mm. So that's who we're playing for. Let's play some games. We'll start with... a little something called Purple Rain Man. This is a game that Jeff excels at, and so this is going to be a real tough one tonight. I feel like we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll give you the third billed actors in a movie mashup title, and you guys can start guessing as soon as you want.
Movie mashup title?
Yeah, it's two titles, like Purple Rain Man.
Yes.
It's two movies in one title, okay. And that movie, of course, would star... Dustin Hoffman. It was star Prince and Dustin Hoffman. So this movie, I'm going to start with the third billed people, then second, then top billed, and then hopefully someone will figure it out by then.
The Sting.
Okay, that's one title. What would the rest of it be?
Oh, right.
The Stinglorious Bastards.
Nice.
Would be an example, but that's not what it is.
Okay, I'm warmed up now.
All right, I'm serious about this being a tough one. And if you know it in the audience, please don't share.
What the
fuck? Okay.
He's like, so tough, Doug can't get it.
Yeah, right. No, I'm like, well, I should have better handwriting because I'm not familiar with this name, and now I probably wrote it down wrong.
Sound it out.
Okay. No, I mean, I know. You'll see.
You'll see.
Harvey Stevens and Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh.
I had a harder time with Harvey than with Nanjiani. Those are the third build people. Any guesses, Jeff?
Oh, no, he wouldn't be third build on that one. He'd be...
No, not yet.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Harvey Stevens.
Second build is Lee Remick and Tessa Thompson.
Oh. I don't know the first, I don't know the first one. But I'm the second.
Wait.
One.
No? Okay.
He's only Carlos feels like he's only got half of it.
I only got half.
Yeah. Top build. I don't know if this will help you, Carlos. Gregory Peck and Chris Hemsworth. Anybody?
Shit. To Kill a Mockingbird in Black International. I mean, that's close.
Wait. Oh, 12 Angry Men in Black International.
Ooh, that would have been good, but no.
Oh, shit.
That's not it. I mean, second build in 12 Angry Men is not a woman, and Lee Remick.
Oh, it's Lee Remick.
Lee Remick's a woman.
Oh, I thought you said Leo Remini.
Also a
Gregory
woman.
Peck?
Still a woman. So we got Harvey Stevens, Lee Remick, and Gregory Peck. Kumail Nanjiani, Tessa Thompson, Chris Hemsworth. And you know what the last part of the first title is.
Yeah. I do.
This turned out to be as tricky as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And
Gregory Peck is old, right?
Yep. I mean, dead. He's straight up dead and old.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he looks like our friends who came in late.
Lee Remick.
Okay, let's try it like this, Engayo. One.
Hey, you
angry
know what movie
men.
You guys could say you're from? Skeleton Twins. Boom.
Yeah.
You love that movie? Jeff, well, what are you pointing at?
I was just pointing at the skeleton. That was a good burn. I was letting him know.
Boom.
You guys just got caught.
All right, so I guess I have to give it to the first person to say Men in Black International. Who
Men in
that?
Black International.
You were the first to say that?
No, I wasn't the first to say
it.
Jeff said it? Okay.
Yeah, I just knew the second part was.
He gets a half a point.
All right, well, he's a bird. Half winner. It doesn't really matter. It's just he just gets to go first in the next game.
Yeah.
But those three, Gregory Peck, of course, starred in a... also, it's Halloween, so that's another reason why I picked this movie. The Omen. Black International.
The Omen in Black International.
Yes. That was a tough one. In fact,
very
that was,
clever. Very
that
clever.
Was suggested to by someone to me on Twitter, and I, of course, I didn't write
it down. Omen in Black International.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went to a club. called that once.
What's that?
Nothing. Said I think there's a sex club in Berlin called that.
See, that was worth saying.
To at least five people.
You got some titters thrown out there.
Who doesn't good. Like titters? Show me your titters.
No takers on that, I guess.
No, they're laughing.
Tittering. All right, it's time to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Or the tagline is coming from inside the house. Yeah. This is a game where I read the tagline of a movie. We'll start with Jeff. And Jeff alone gets to try to guess what movie this tagline is from. And if Jeff doesn't get it, then we move to Engayo, and then to Carlos. And then if none of you get it, we give up. I just say what the answer is. And all these taglines are according to IMDb.
Because you're
a DB. Because I am DB.
That's an excellent hat, my man.
Thanks, buddy. I didn't want to be. I knew that by the end of the show, I should have some sort of costume on, because all of my guests have costumes.
Captain of the IMDb, apparently.
Are those the Iron Man glasses?
And the Iron Man glasses, yeah, these are Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Glasses, and they're too dark. They're supposed to be the kind that get. I think they're supposed to be the kind that get lighter when you're indoors.
But you're under the lights.
They don't really. What's that?
But you're under the lights. Would the lights not trigger them?
I don't know.
All right, well, I tried. I tried.
Thanks for making excuses for Stark Industries. You think I'm not asking them to make me an entire Iron Man suit. I just want glasses that aren't so dark inside.
Did it work now that you said, like, don't you have to say it out loud? Don't you have to talk to the glasses?
Oh, shit, I forgot to press the button. Hey, Jarvis, could you make these glasses lighter?
Jarvis.
Thanks, Jarvis.
There's no way I could make the glasses lighter.
You look like
you're... Was that a Paul Bettany impression?
That's pretty good.
Holy shit, Carlos.
You look like you're auditioning for the role of Thurston Howell in the Gilligan's Island reboot.
All aboard!
Love you, dear.
Burp.
Lovey and I. Was it Jim Backus?
Yeah, I mixed him up with his role in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Fair enough.
He's a pilot who gets drunk and passes out, and then Buddy Hackett and Mickey Rooney have to land the plane. With Carl Reiner in the control tower.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you all about
that
it sometime.
That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, sometime I'll give you a bedtime story. I'll describe the entire plot of that three-hour weird-ass movie. Okay, so we'll start with Jeff. And I will say the tagline, and you will give me a guess, Jeff.
The Sting.
It's not going to be The Sting,
this
man.
This isn't a pre-guess game.
Sorry,
it's Jeff's turn and Jeff's turn alone. So just keep that in mind. Don't guess at all until it's your turn.
And not even then.
Here's the tagline. Don't see it alone. Seems like any goddamn horror movie could have just slapped that on there.
Ooh, I want to change my horror movie.
What? All right, what? Let's back up the tape. What's your new answer?
Shit, I just lost it. It's.
You're the only one who didn't smoke weed before the show.
It's ADD kicks in.
Don't see it alone.
Don't breathe. That's what it's called. Don't breathe.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, you remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, where he breaks in the house and the dude's blind and shit.
Yeah, that guy's a scary actor. It's one of Jeff's favorites.
We saw that movie in Chicago, and then we were in the balcony, remember, Doug? And then we look over, and the bad guy in that movie is sitting right next to us.
No, wait, nah.
And he still looked that scary. He, like, dead-eyed us.
It's the Avatar bad guy, right?
Did you stop breathing?
Mm-hmm. I didn't breathe the whole time. I was scared.
Jeff and I were at a horror film festival, and he was there because he's starring in the movie. Wasn't that big of a surprise.
He's Ike Clampett in Tombstone as well.
Yeah, crazy. No, great actor.
He's great.
Speaking of, I was going to say, Don't Breathe? Is that the movie?
Don't See It Alone?
Yeah.
Don't Breathe?
Yeah, I was scared. I was scared the whole time.
They went double don't on that?
They doubled down on it?
Yeah, I love the Edgar Wright horror movie trailer in Grindhouse. It's called Don't, and it's just they just keep saying don't.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's awesome. People keep asking him to make it into a full movie. He's like, what, are you kidding me?
Is it one
don't.
Where he's like
Don't See It Alone in Gaio.
Oh yeah, it's your turn in Gaio.
Don't See It Alone was the tagline for the movie Friday the 13th. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, that could have been it.
For anything. It could be the movie for anything.
It's just a fucking horror movie.
Forrest Gump. Don't See It Alone.
You need someone to nudge you when you nod off.
Right, exactly.
Movies aren't free. That's right.
That'd be funny to go to the... Frugal. It's not frugal. If you fall asleep in a movie, just go up to the box office after he goes, hey, can I get my money back? I fell asleep. I didn't really see the movie, so you're charging me. You're ripping me off.
Sir, you're not paying for the movie. You're paying for the comfortable seat.
Yeah. Too comfortable. This place that's right next door here.
They want you to pass
Century,
right out.
They're inclined to almost laying flat.
You can't go to the late show at the Century.
The downtown theater ones, they're heated seats. You can press the button.
Oh, no.
Done.
What the fuck? It's hot as fuck here most of the year.
Not in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we? What'd you guess? Friday the 13th. Yes. Okay, and then Carlos?
Okay, so don't see it alone. Yeah. I'm just going to throw out Blair Witch Project.
That's another great guess. You guys had great guesses.
Thank you, Doug.
Except for Jeff's.
No, I said Blair Witch Project.
Revisionist history.
The answer, Paranormal Activity.
Oh, shit.
From 2007.
Oh. That's what I was going to say, too.
It seems like,
saw it alone.
It was a big mistake, wasn't it? Yeah.
You should have taken somebody.
That was close, though.
Yeah.
Found footage shit.
I went and saw it with two people. I saw it with a couple. I'm going to drop a couple names. Yeah. I saw it with Edgar Wright and Anna Kendrick.
Wow.
When they were dating, they were like, do you want to go see this movie with us? And I had no interest in seeing that movie. But to be the third wheel.
To be the
with
third
those
wheel,
two,
yeah.
You definitely going to be there.
I was like, fucking A.
Did you get to watch?
But why'd you see the other six? The other ones suck too, man.
They made six of those movies?
About almost six. Wow. I think there's, yeah.
Yeah, and neither one of them would hold my hand. It was very frustrating.
Get it. Never mind.
Back to you, Jeff. Nobody's on the board. It's anybody's game. Discover how the activity began.
I want to change my scary movie again.
This one is gonna be like Paranormal Activity 5, The Beginning.
Is that your guess?
I mean, that's as close as I'm gonna get.
Okay, Ngayo.
The Purge Year 1.
That would be really interesting. But no. Carlos?
Basketball.
Is that what you wanted to change your answer to?
Yeah. No, I changed my scary one to The Green Room.
Is that scary, though? Because I thought about The Green Room, but it's really more like suspense than it is like scary or horror, though. It's tense. It's an intense movie. I love that movie. It's intense as fuck, though.
Neo-Nazi skinheads are scary.
Yeah.
But it's not like a traditional scary or horror movie.
Oh, just being in that position.
It's got that kind of violence and tension.
The scariest movie I ever saw was an Albert Fish documentary, and there was no gore. They were just someone reading his letters. Yep. And it was
we got a guy over here that agrees.
Terrified me. I'm still terrified from that movie, and that was 3 years ago.
What's it called?
I can't remember. Something about Albert Fish.
Oh. All right, well, one guy tell us. The guy that said, yep, what's it called?
Fuck NL, you son of a bitch.
I saw it at a horror
you
film festival.
Stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, Stephen Lang is the name of that actor, by the way.
How did these two have the same dream?
Did you see it at the Colonial?
I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah. Like it's terrifying. They just because he's a crazy ass serial killer, and they're just reading his letters like, I did not fuck her. I felt I owed her that much, but I ate her over the course of a week.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
And that shit's real. You're like, what the fuck? So I'm just saying, check it out. You'll be terrified.
I want to change my scary movie to that one.
All right, so basketball is not the correct answer.
Shit.
I don't know. I felt like it was right there for the taking.
Is it two? It's two, isn't it?
It's a little tricky because it's Paranormal Activity 3.
Three.
I don't know why close. In two they didn't show us how the activity began. They finally decided to go back to the beginning, part three.
I all feel right. like a fool.
No, you had a great guess, and then it was followed by two terrible guesses. Because we pretty much established it was going to be a Paranormal Activity movie.
We probably did.
All right, Jeff. We're back to you. For the first time, you will see the activity.
There's no way they would say for the first time if it was only the second one. So this has got to be the fourth one, at least. Paraformal activity.
Paraformal. I'm just wearing the tuxedo pants.
Dark side.
Sorry,
of the...
no, it's paranormal activity.
The Ocho.
I'm going with paraformal activity. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, you've
called.
Already got the four in there.
Yeah.
Nope. Ungayo.
Paranormal activity two.
Nope.
All right.
Carlos?
So this is... What is it? What's the tagline again?
For the first time.
For the first time? Okay, so like...
You will see the activity. They've gone
deep
through
throat.
All these movies fucking you over by never showing you the activity. Now, finally, you get to see it.
So the very first one, the Christmas one. So it's good.
Wow.
Paranormal nativity.
Now do the noise.
Chucky ducky quack quack.
Is it the Cholo one?
What? There was a Cholo one?
Yeah. Para Cholo activity?
Yeah. Paranormal gang activity.
Is that your answer?
No, there's a real Mexican one. It's called fucking something.
Paranormal.
Yeah, Dias de... I can't even say Dias.
Dias de los Muertos.
Yeah, I got so stupid right now.
I do Duolingo. I got a nice streak going. It's in the 80s.
So that you don't have a guess then?
No, just
other than the
nativity.
Dias de los Muertos. Okay. This one's awesome. Paranormal activity... The ghost dimension.
Oh, of course.
So they fucking dropped this. I guess it's part six. So they just dropped the number, said, fuck the number. Let's go with that,
right,
subtitle
Impossible
thing that everybody's
style.
Doing. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Jeff, do you know what to follow in the ghost dimension?
No.
Ghost protocol.
God damn it.
See, that was perfect, because either you would have known the answer and everyone would have laughed, or you said no and then I said it. I knew that was foolproof.
I'm the fool and you're the proof. Together we are foolproof. We solve crimes on NBC. No one watches it.
Coming to CBS fall. Plus.
Okay, we're back to Jeff. No one's gotten one of these right. They're not easy. But let's see if Jeff's picked up on the trend.
This time your parents are doing the activity.
This isn't your parents' activity. This isn't your father's activity. It's all fun and games until someone raises the dead. Oh, Jeff,
oh, that's,
Jeff real quick, can you guess these two to...
Oh,
they're just figuring out the check?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
I mean, I don't know why. I didn't know what...
You guys were just really leaning in close to each other and talking. I was like, oh, shit, something happened.
Sorry. It's okay.
No, you're figuring...
They don't know percentages. They're like,
I mean, maybe you should let the person do it instead of the piece of pizza.
Watch the panda drink, you guys. That was fucking amazing.
Did you see that?
Yeah. That was crazy. Take another drink, Panda Man.
Do it.
Watch this.
Do it. That's the cutest shit.
You don't see pandas drinking out of mugs enough.
The sexual harassment panda.
You guys didn't see, but he went like this and wiped his mouth.
He's got a lot of surface area to wipe.
Too drunk to do kung fu later.
Yeah, to wipe his big panda face.
This is the cutest shit.
I'm glad you bought that outright, because if I were you and was wearing that while I was trying to drink something, I'd spill all over it, and then I would own it. Can't return a rental covered in...
What was the tagline?
I'm going to guess I'm going to say the Evil Dead.
Oh, okay. Again, great guess.
What was the tagline again?
It's all fun and games until someone raises the dead.
Thanks. Say it into the mic.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. That's a great guess.
Tell my manager.
So Jeff hates off the compliments. Off the record compliments.
Let the jury know that Jeff Tate had a grant.
It's all fun and games
until someone raises the dead.
Debbie goes to Dallas.
Debbie goes to Dallas.
No, what
he said. Debbie goes to Dallas.
I think that one had a different D word at the end. it's all fun and games until someone raises
Debbie
the dick.
Debbie does Dallas. Fuck, I don't know. Oh, wait.
Okay. I thought you had a guess and that we're moving on to the next player. Yeah.
Encino Man.
Okay. Carlos?
Jeff, that was great. That was a great guess.
Thanks, we'll cut that so they're closer together.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post.
It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games until someone raises the dead.
This Friday.
This theaters. That's going to be... I know. This is easy. It's the gate.
Okay.
You guys remember that horror movie?
Also still wrong.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You ever seen The Gate?
The Gate? What the fuck is The Gate?
You ever seen The Gate?
It sounds made up. I'm just saying it sounds made up.
It's the one where the kid's in the hole under the bed and it's all the way to hell. It's like a 1980s.
No, you're talking about Little Monsters.
Oh, that's an awesome one, though. Howie Mandel kills it.
No, but the Gate is really a thing, Jeff, and a lot of people like it. And it's, but it's also not... I think it's not R-rated.
It's not R-rated?
I don't think
I've seen it when I was a kid.
I think it's scary. It's got scary elements, but I don't think it's R-rated. I don't think. But anyway... none of those answers are correct. Shit. Of course, that was the tagline for the movie Paranorman.
Oh.
Starring Anna Kendrick. I don't know why it keeps coming up. But in conclusion of this game, because we do need a winner, and I just, you never know when there's going to be nobody on stage that knows anything about the Paranormal Activity movies. They were obviously big enough to make a lot of them. So... as a tiebreaker going into our final game today, let's do a quick live, die, repeat. Yeah. I'm going to say the full title of an actual motion picture, and the first one of you to repeat it back entirely and correctly will win this game of whose tagline is it anyway? Paranormal Activity. The marked...
Paranormal Activity, the marked ones. Paranormal Activity, the marked ones.
Paranormal Activity, the marked one.
Who?
The marked ones.
No, it's...
because it's a Mexican one. No. It's a Mexican movie.
It's marked ones.
That's the one where they're in East L.A. Homes.
It's the marked ones with an S because, the marked one would probably be a shorter movie.
Sure. $1.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell. Jeff, did you get who got the whole thing out first?
I think
Jeff said the whole thing, and Carlos.
Jeff has a good answer. He had a good guess.
No, well, that's
so.
That's not what I'm asking about. No. I'm asking about which one of you said it first.
I think you also dove
in on the last few words.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. So we're giving it to Jeff.
Yeah,
he stuck his legs out. He won by like a foot.
Yeah. Hey, fucking, okay, hometown advantage.
He won by a foot.
Wait, you're asking to have hometown advantage?
No, I'm just saying I don't even get it because this is my hometown. They don't give a fuck.
Right, but you gave it up. You gave him the. You gave it to him immediately for not even the right reason.
You displayed good sportsmanship.
They're supposed to be on my side.
Carl.
They were still fucking. They were still
why would they be on your side when you're up here going, no, he should win?
They don't matter what. Blood is thicker than water.
I'm also from Sacramento. Sacramento's my hometown too. Look how comfortable I am here.
Nice.
But you did have a good guess, though. That was good.
Just be careful, Jeff. Don't kick Melistic Pizza over there. And right. Jeff gets to go first. Surprise, surprise. I don't know why we don't just call Jeff the winner and then just fuck around for a while. But Jeff gets to go first in Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Woo! The Sting.
It's not the Sting, man.
Yeah, and also it's not a game where you so just... Much. It's not one of those...
Yeah, I,
anyway.
I know.
So Jeff is going to go first. Then we'll go to Carlos, switch up the order, and then Ngayo. And you have to take turns naming movies that the person I'm about to tell you their name is in. And if you can't think of one, you're out unless you want to take advantage of your lifeline. Jeff can go to Army of Markness. And Ngayo can go to, I don't know where his name tag was.
Sorensen.
Yeah, Sorensen. Go ahead and put it out in front of us like I did with those other ones so that I can read. And then
can you
Emmy.
Read them from there?
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Emmy is who Carlos can go to.
A nightmare. And,
what's happening?
It does look good.
Okay. It's just too hard to focus. Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I'm into it.
Okay. The films, she's been in a few horror movies. The films of Sigourney Weaver. Yeah.
Oh, dope. Alien.
Okay. I see what you did.
Oh, me, my turn.
I know how you like
aliens.
Beginning talking.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Just hang on a second. Nobody's pointing. Nobody. Just hang on. I'll call your name and then go ahead and give me an answer. Why we're in a hurry to get to a grinding halt? All right. So it's not talk at the same time. It's all I ask from my guests. Well, I ask a lot. You have to bring a prize, Carlos. I'm not going to say what I was going to say before because I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like to talk in between sometimes, so.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I'll just go, aliens.
Okay.
Okay. You gotta wait. You have to wait.
No, you have to shut the fuck up while I'm saying for him to talk.
You're gonna get us all in trouble.
Too late.
Okay, are you good, Carlos?
Me?
Yeah, yeah. When I was going to Ngayo for his turn, you started talking. You see how it works? Look at me at all times. Oh, you don't, there's no reason to look at the other guests.
Okay.
You'll know exactly when it's time to talk because I'll be looking at you. Okay. All right. And I'll say your name. Ngayo.
Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes. Let's check in with the panda. Panda gives thumbs up to Gorillas in the Mist. Jeff.
Alien Cubed.
Yeah, it's that alien with that cute little three above it. Yeah, it's a math problem. For me it was a viewing problem. Carlos.
Okay.
I loved it. I loved
you
how,
seen that?
How obediently you were waiting.
I was like, ah. Alien Resurrection.
Okay. You guys are really, really harping on this alien thing. Ngayo.
Working Girl.
Mm-hmm. She got nominated for Best Actress and Supporting Actress in the same year for Gorillas in the Mist and Working Girl.
Boom.
Yeah. They're saying ScarJo might pull that off this year. Jeff.
Ooh. Ghostbusters.
Yes.
No.
Carlos?
Ghostbusters 2.
Fine. I like when my favorite part of that movie, and that movie's a little, you know, it's all right. The ending's the only part I don't like is the ending with the Empire, or no, the Statue of Liberty. It's not really a good, after you've seen the giant marshmallow man, it's not as inspired.
Your
but, yeah, but.
We don't have the rights. We don't have the rights. That was
that
too
was fair
good.
Use. It was fair use.
No, that was too good, guys.
But in
like
Ghostbusters.
Four seconds. It was like 4 seconds. It's fair use.
But in Ghostbusters 2, I liked when she says to Bill Murray, she says, put down the baby. Help me put down the baby. And he says, you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. okay, where are we? Whose turn? Ngaio?
It is, in fact, my turn. I only know 2 Sigourney Weaver movies.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
She was. She's been in a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
One of which I will reveal to you.
Okay.
Soon. Forthwith. The title of which it is known by. It came out in a year.
Well, let's go ahead and go to your lifeline so you're still in it.
Yeah, all right. Sorensen.
And then by the time it comes back to you, you might think of one.
Literally the
Sorensen gave you a poster called Cabin in the Woods, and it's sitting right in front of you, and it features Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't in Cabin.
No, she's
yeah,
in it.
She sure as hell is in
Cabin
it.
In the Woods.
She's in that movie you were raving about earlier.
Where is she? Am I thinking of a different movie?
I have no idea what you're thinking about.
What part does she play in Cabin in the Woods?
She's the part in Cabin in the Woods. She's the reason all of it is happening. She's the director.
When they found that.
She's the cabin.
Sigourney Weaver plays the cabin.
Okay, yeah, you guys are right.
She played the cabin and Elijah and James played the woods.
Nice.
All right, you're still in it, Ngaio. Jeff.
Thank God.
I kept waiting for you to look down and see the poster and realize.
It's not like her fucking picture is on the poster.
No, it is true that it's a big reveal that it turns out to be her at the end, and it's quite amazing.
We all ruined it.
Like the whole theater gasped when I saw it. Jeff?
Baby mama.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, she's a baby mama. Starring our friend Dex.
Come
Dex
on.
Shepherd. Carlos.
Is she?
Yeah. Galaxy Quest.
Damn it.
Yes, oh, Galaxy Quest.
I just watched
Quest.
That. Never give up. Never surrender.
Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, I think you're in trouble now, Ngaio.
I am in trouble. Galaxy Quest 2, the search for Spock.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Okay.
She was in also in a movie, you know, the one with the guy in it.
Break it down for us.
And they did some things. I think she was half naked. Oh no, what was the one?
Oh!
God damn
just
it.
Say it.
It's the...
Do it. Spit it out. You
no,
got this.
Oh, no. Wait, no.
Oh, damn.
Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. San Salvador. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know if that's a movie.
Yeah, no, it's a movie. It's a
there was
movie.
Salvador.
Salvador.
Yeah. Yeah. So that
with James Woods, but yeah, she wasn't
Salvador.
There. So fuck it.
All
I
right.
tried, man.
Okay, you did. The guy is out.
I'm keeping the poster.
Sorensen wants you to have it. Jeff?
Copycat.
What happened, Ngaio? Did you just think of another one?
No, I just can't believe I didn't. Anyway, you say copycat?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember. Did I say copycat?
Yeah.
I would also like to say copycat.
Sounds like something I'd say.
Okay, Carlos.
Copycat 2, the carbon papers. Ditto.
Finding Dory. She's the voice of the amusement park.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's an amusement park in Finding Dory?
Yeah, that's where they go find in the aquarium. They go find her there. No, fuck you.
Whoa.
It's almost all like no.
First of all, it was them that said it.
Oh, what?
No, they're the ones that said that it wasn't. So just don't yell at them. They didn't do it.
He was just doing a general yell into the darkness. The listeners wouldn't have known where he was looking. that's back to you, Jeff.
Oh, Avatar.
Yes. Everyone thought of that one immediately. I forgot she was in it. Anyway, Carlos, you got a lifeline still, right?
This is, yeah.
You can still go to Amy.
It's with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Heartbreakers.
Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
Yes. Sarah Silverman and Zach Galifianakis and Gene Hackman. It's a weird movie. Jeff.
The Ice Storm.
Ooh, very good. Key Party. Carlos.
I have no idea.
She had a cameo in the reboot Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Jeff.
Does my lifeline have one?
I bet your lifeline does. You're only asking if the lifeline's ready?
Yeah, I'm asking if the lifeline is ready. You're not.
The lifeline might be tapped.
Markness?
We've said a lot of them.
We have said a lot of them.
Yeah. You guys have. I haven't. I'm not playing.
Oh, the Abyss.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. The way you said it, I was like, oh!
That's a different lady, right?
Yeah.
Should I go?
Yeah, that's the lady. That's Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, if that's who you're thinking.
I was thinking of Ed Harris.
So do you want to officially go to your lifeline?
I'm trying to now, but he seems like he's out.
Oh, Mark? Mark's got nothing?
Yeah. He's done.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
And Carlos has another one?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Not only is Carlos the winner, but he's going to impress us.
Oh, I got to go more?
With another one. You don't have to, but you just said you had one.
Okay, if I get it wrong, if I fuck up, it's okay though, right?
Yeah, I just said you're...
Okay.
I just said you're the winner.
Okay, cool. I want to say Tadpole?
Tadpole? Yeah, maybe. Like a rich lady or something?
It was the little boy is like there's a kid and then she's dating the dad or something like that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
It's confirmation from the crowd. The panda's nodding yes.
Yeah.
It's called If
Panda Man approves, it's legit.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think Lilith is in that movie from Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Baby Newark
movie. Yeah.
BB News. Okay, so that means that you did it, Carlos.
Yeah.
A very impressive win. You really, it was like an underdog story. Yeah, people are chanting your name.
Now hometown loves me. It's like, this is fucking, that's how
it
happens.
It's finally going to happen for you, Carlos. You can...
I could get on a poster, maybe. In my own goddamn town.
What?
Well, that's the thing. People are going to get burned the next time I come to Sacramento. You won't be on, and then all the posters will have your face on it.
That'd be the greatest.
We'll all have a great big laugh. But come on up here and get your prizes. Emmy gets the prizes, right? There's a little staircase right over here. If you want to come around this way. I mean, you could have... I don't know.
Could have just handed him over.
I don't want anybody to fall down trying to step up onto the stage, so the safest route is best. But that poster and this...
you got a nice, cool sweater.
All the stuff in that bag and the poster are yours. Congratulations. Yeah, you win all of it.
You won.
Do you want your poster back? Do you want your poster, too? Do you want it, Carlos? Your face isn't on it.
My face isn't on it. I don't want it. No, I'll
I do make an excellent Freddy Krueger. Great job, Emmy. You did it. Good job. Let's do some plugs, Carlos. What do you got coming up? Where can people see you?
I will be at the Laugh Factory this weekend, and then I'll be at the Reno Tahoe Underground, and then Rooster Teeth Feathers. That's boom, 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 all the week's over.
Nice.
You can find me at Carlos Comedy, Twitter,
and Instagram, and my website is carlosishelladumb.com.
Is dumb spelled correctly?
Yeah, with two B's.
Ngayo!
Ashland Armory in Ashland, Oregon on November 9th. Harlow's November 10th. Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento, November 15th through the 17th. You can buy my pre-rolls at your favorite shop in Northern California, also through iHeart Canada Delivery Service. And then also, I'm hosting a trivia show on HelloMD, the app. So if you download the HelloMD app, I host a cannabis trivia show. You can win up to $500 Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. on the West Coast time.
Whoa.
So please.
Say that again.
HelloMD. Is an app, as in Hello Doctor, right? They also have HelloMD.com, but we play the game on the app.
And you just sign in. Does it? If you once you're on the app, does it remind you which days the game is?
Turn on your notifications.
All right, cool. Because it was so much information. I don't know if I can't take it all in.
You can rewind it and play it again slower.
I'm not going to listen to this. And
like I heard this.
And
shit.
Jeff Tate.
Oh, NGAIO420 on all the social medias.
Ngayo 420. Jeff.
I'm at Jeff Tate on Instagram, and I have a podcast with my brother called Alter Tates. And on November 7th in Dayton, Ohio, I'm part of the Super Dope Comedy Festival. So check that out. 7, 8, and 9 is the festival. I'm on shows on the 7th. Yeah, it's at a house. It's going to be awesome. We'll be able to smoke weed.
Woohoo! In Dayton.
Yeah. I mean, it's not legal, but...
So? Right. Civil disobedience. Which you're not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. That's the right way to put it.
Thank you, Doug.
That's what I meant.
You had some great guesses, Jeff.
All of my dates and deets are available for your looking at perusal at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's
okay, I think I was pretty smart to save that for the end. It's so tight everywhere. It's really tight, that part.
And it just gets longer and longer.
Well,
too.
It does keep getting longer, but the people changed the order around tonight. It was. I guess maybe I should give more warning that it's about to happen.
What's the order like? How is it supposed to go?
Well, you know, it's.
We can't tell.
People that listen all know the answer to that.
Okay.
So we don't need to, Hail Mary, we don't need
Mother
to tell them
God,
right now.
The Lord is with thee.
Yeah. And one more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Ngayo Vilam, and Carlos Rodriguez. We'll see you guys out at the... We'll see you guys out at the merch table. Photographs are always free, and as always, and thank you to the Punchline here in Sacramento. What's that? What's up? No, now I'm asking you, so go ahead and tell me. You want this paper? That's funny, the guy dressed up as a monkey at the last show in Denver wanted this piece of paper at the end of the show. And now this person wants a hat. Are we just auctioning off everything I am? All of my shit? I wonder if the listeners will find this interesting. The people in the audience just keep talking to me while I'm trying to wrap up the show. Usually it's Jeff Garland who does that. As always, positive energy!
Thanks again to Blue Chew. Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew, the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online, works faster than a pill, and can be taken anytime. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BLUECHEW.com. Promo code DLM to try it free.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in